Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. On today's episode, I want to talk about video marketing strategy tips and how to really start thinking differently about producing content for different platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and the big one, YouTube. And then also just thinking about YouTube and really thinking how YouTube is the second largest search engine next to Google. And it makes sense because, YouTube is owned by Google. So we have to start thinking about how we're going to optimize. And the reason why we need to start thinking about all these things is because as we speak, the world is changing. The way we consume content is changing. In my last episode, we talked about the value of social media during COVID-19. And obviously, that's something that's ongoing. You know, this is not something that has gone away or will go away anytime soon. And the communication platforms that we use for social media have really proven to be, you know, life-saving in the sense that they are putting out content, very relevant content, important content, real-time content. They're most likely, you know, if we look, I'm sure this will be something that they look back on years to come when they do a study to look at the crisis communication value, to look at how perhaps it changed someone's life, you know, in talking about how it works, you know, even from a mental health perspective, social media can be used to really put out information or help people in need. You know, it's a powerful tool. So in kind of going back to our episode topic for today, which is video marketing strategy tips, it's important to really look at the fact that, you know, large businesses, including small businesses, if you look at like the smaller businesses, more than 8 in 10 businesses are using video to engage with their consumers. And I think that's an important statement. I think it's an important element to realize that 81% of businesses use video as a marketing tool, which is actually an increase from last year, where I think it's almost up to 63%. I mean, that's like monstrous. So it's going to show you that video content is really an integral part of any company's marketing strategy. And so in thinking about that, you know, there's different ways to capture video, there's different quality of video, and there are different different areas where video is actually being positioned, packaged, and promoted, right? Those three P's: positioned, packaged, and promoted. And you have to know how to actually produce video for the different platforms, or as we used to say in TV, and then when digital started coming out, we say, you know, you're producing for the different screens. So meaning web, mobile, and traditional TV. And I think that still holds till right now, until the next bit of technology comes out, because honestly, I think we're in a moment of technology is being pushed, and innovation usually comes out of when there's either a crisis or there's some type of push into, you know, kind of figuring out what the needs are of the consumer. And as I talked about it in the last episode, in talking about the value of social media during COVID-19, you know, this is almost, there's a little bit of a theme with the last major tragedy on the East Coast, which was 9/11. And I think 9/11 and Hurricane Sandy actually forced phone technology to change big time, because, you know, during 9/11, you know, cell phones and smartphones were there, but it wasn't as obviously widely used as it is right now. And, you know, there were a lot of failures during 9/11 where people couldn't get in touch with people just because of like the magnitude of destruction that had happened in New York. And then with Hurricane Sandy, there were different elements that came out of that that were the needs of what did people really need on their phones. And at the time of Hurricane Sandy, I mean, your smartphone was probably, your iPhone was at an iPhone 4. And that I know because I was using my iPhone 4 to do crisis communication, literally. And So, you know, crisis communication from your iPhone, hence moving forward, you know, I think time, technology, where we are, the needs change. And so here we are. And as I was saying, mobile consumption was probably the number one thing for digital technology. And now, you know, we're at this new moment where most of the consumption that happens on your phone is also video consumption. So I think it's really important to start thinking about how you are producing your content from a brand perspective, or even a personal brand perspective or a small business, and then how you're putting that out onto the different channels so people can consume it. So you can take your video, put it to Facebook, take your video, put it to Twitter, take your video, put it to Instagram, put it to Instagram stories, take your video, put it to Snapchat, take your video, upload it to YouTube. So there are numerous ways to actually start thinking about taking your video content. And, you know, I think having a background in production for me, you know, it seems fairly simple, but I think unless you have someone working with you or on your team or for you, it may be a little bit of a daunting feeling to think about, okay, well, where do I get started with video and how do I record video? Do I do it from my phone? You know, the answer to that is yes, you can do it from your phone. And I think the biggest investments you can make usually inside of marketing are for video, or, you know, hiring a cinematographer, someone who can really create a beautiful video for you. You never lose money when you're doing that if you do it right and you have the right people working with you, because you can always take like a very long form video, whether it's an interview with someone, whether it's a patient testimonial, a customer testimonial, whether it's, you know, just any expert kind of talking, and you can take that long form content, long form meaning it's past a certain amount of time, and you could put it to YouTube, you could put it onto IGTV, and then you cut it down to about a minute, and that's where you put it on your timeline for Instagram, or you can cut it down and put it on Twitter at a 2 minute marker. There are different allotted times for each platform. So if you're producing a series, and it's considered long form, so maybe you're following an expert or someone who became your spokesperson, and every week you're producing a video for that, and it's maybe 5 to 10 minutes long, that's considered long form in this world of digital media, just because you have all of these platforms that actually only consume up to a minute or 2 minutes for each platform. So you can actually take that long form content, put it out through Facebook, create a Facebook video series. You could take the long form content, put it out through YouTube. Those are the places where the longer versions of the video can live. And then you cut those down into 1 minute to 2 minute versions. And those can actually be put onto Instagram, Instagram stories, which is even shorter. And it usually gets cut up inside of Instagram story. So again, you have to have experts working with you or on your team who know the allotted amount of time for each of those videos. But again, I would say that, you know, in kind of talking about the overall strategy and the tips to how to really start doing your video marketing is to take content perhaps that you've already produced and start looking at that, like audit what you have. That's my favorite thing to do, is to audit. Look at the content maybe you've produced in the past. Maybe you have something already where you can take that. And, you know, if you're not sure where to put it, look at how long it is, and then go on the different platforms and see if it can be uploaded. Now, you shouldn't just be uploading content just to upload it. You know, think about how it can actually help your consumer. So is it a how-to video? Is it a testimonial? You right now in this time frame, you can't be too gluttonous, and you can't like put up videos that are just like self-serving. Most of your content currently and right now should only be to help the general public and should serve as something that's going to really be able to solve a problem for your consumer or your audience. So in doing all of that, you know, one of the tips would be to start thinking about a programming strategy. So when I say that, meaning like, okay, so if you have a video, then let's say every Monday or Tuesday, you are going to put that out. And And I think that's a great thing because you start to teach your audience that like, oh, okay, brand X puts something out every Monday at 3:30 p.m. Terrific. So you kind of end up almost getting used to it. It's like having your favorite TV show comes on at a certain time, you know what time it's on. So I think that's a good thing to do. I think videos become at this point a very important part of your online marketing. And, it raises awareness. It increases your reach. It does multiple things. And it's actually like creating an association for the consumer to kind of grab onto something real. Because sometimes with social media, it seems very disconnected. And the second tip would be, like I said, nothing really should be self-serving. And especially right now, it just makes no sense. And it actually turns people off. You should definitely be consistent. Think about how you want to relate to your guests. I don't want to say guests, your consumers, how you want to relate to people. The other thing is, which is also a component of video, is Facebook Live, Instagram Live, anything live. You can actually take that and repurpose a live into something else, which is a replay or a rebroadcast. And you could take a live component and put it into a premiere. You could take a live and put it into a watch party. I mean, there are so many things you can do. But again, you would only know these things if you have someone like completely versed in how to do it. The other part is, a lot of behind the scenes photos or videos are also a great way to build content. So if you're out doing whatever it is you do for your business, I mean, right now it might be a little difficult because I think a lot of people are not really, physically in places. But if you're behind the scenes, maybe you're producing a Zoom. You can actually take a Zoom and make that your video content for the week. So it could be like, a Zoom call with whatever consumer. We're taking a live Zoom session to talk about best ways to do A, B, and C. And that becomes a video. And then you can actually repurpose that. So there are ways to actually take different elements of video and repurpose them into, different platforms and different rebroadcasts and things like that. So the other thought is, I talked about YouTube at the very beginning of the podcast, but the thought about YouTube is really, it's the second largest search engine next to Google. It's owned by Google. So when you're thinking about your content and putting it out on all these other platforms, you really should be thinking about how you're going to take that content. And it doesn't have to be long form. Like it doesn't have to be an hour long. It doesn't have to be 20 minutes long. It just has to be substantial, and then you can upload it to YouTube. You can put a proper title to it. You can put all the tags, all the descriptions, and that actually will help you kind of get more awareness, and it helps someone. So if someone's looking for a how-to video, I think this is a great place for it because you can really talk about how to build a, video marketing strategy. So if I did a video, I could put that right up onto YouTube. And so, or if I was recording the podcast with the video, which I highly recommend, I'm just not doing it at the moment, but I think that's also a great way. So if you're producing a podcast weekly for your business or brand or whatever it is that you're working for, I think that's a great way to actually maximize a lot of the content. And so, in talking about brand videos and like what really resonates with consumers, again, it's really not about you. It's about the audience. And, we have to be selfless right now. This is the time where empathy is your number one way. You really can't be self-serving whatsoever. You have to be able to share a lot of what's happening, vulnerabilities. You have to be able to share authenticity with your audience. So there's a lot that comes through with video, and you could really show a lot more through either whoever your subject is or whatever the subject is. But again, just kind of talking about those tips, you can really develop a programming strategy and really get your audience on board for the weekly let's say, show. And then you really have to think about the content, the actual content. You know, what does it look like? It looks like you're creating something helpful. You're creating something that's going to keep your consumers connected to you. Maybe you're producing Facebook Lives, Instagram Lives. You could take all of those things, do Q&A, and then repurpose the content, you know? And then while you're doing those things, you have someone else kind of creating behind the scenes of all of that content, which then gets pushed out through other platforms, including, I think I did not mention LinkedIn, but LinkedIn is one of the best places if you're doing more B2B and professional, right? So it's definitely an online forum for more of the professional genre and demographic. So definitely a lot of different tips. And the final one that I kind of was emphasizing more out of everything was talking about YouTube as your number one platform for video, because it is the second largest search engine. And I don't know if it really gets 200% love, and I think it should, because I think it's probably one of the better platforms. And it could really help you with gaining awareness, and it could help you with increasing your reach and really being able to just kind of give you the muscle to get your video out and really moving. And it helps to kind of move that needle for people. Move the needle. That's a good term, right? So it's like moving the needle to, what's the word? I guess it is connecting, but there's emotion behind that. And I think that's more important right now. So those were a few of the tips, guys. And, you know, just kind of going back over it too, you know, optimizing for mobile is super important. Adding subtitles to your video are super important. You know, creating a hook for your consumers is important. And also just being authentic, major, major component of success. But these are all things that, you know, you have to really elaborate on. So I gave you general video marketing strategy tips, and there's a lot under each of those subsections, which, you know, that would make the podcast like 2 hours long for me to talk about. So kind of digest that, but I would say video marketing number one right now. And if you're not doing it, I would start thinking about it. And if you need help thinking about it, you can always connect with me, Margaret at margaretfontana.com. Talk to you soon. Thank you.